Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference, you heard it here live on 92.3 The Fan. Chock full of
mid-season talk.
Yeah. I don't know. Are they 10-6 going into the last week of the season?
I think they are.
He was right there, man.
Dropped a lot of rooms on us.
I'm trying to think of what we got out of this press conference. I'd love to hear what you got out of the press conference. 216-474-0092. You know, the team is back in town. For voluntary workouts, meaning they don't have to be here. A little bit about the weight room, the new weight room that they have in the field house that's going in right now, which is outside his window. So that's good news.
Brown's got poor grades on that, didn't they?
They got crushed
on that,
didn't they?
Survey.
Yeah. But I, unless I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure, and I'll ask Daryl about this next time, that they were taking out part of the indoor field house to put the weight room in there, and so that would give them less room inside to work.
I can tell you when that field house was built, Andy, and the whole complex, it was a prize. And it very quickly became
obsolete.
Yeah. And they haven't expanded the field house.
The Browns would be better served practicing indoor at Kent State, which was built, I think, in like 88.
Kent has Spire, a 100-yard field.
Spire's is outstanding. Spire's indoor field house.
University of Akron.
University of Akron has one.
Mm-hmm. Massillon.
Oh, High that's School. Right. Massillon High School
Massillon
has one.
Massillon has a phenomenal facility. And the Browns have
like 15 yards inside that they can play.
Take 5 yards and cut left.
All right, guys, I want to work on the 1st and 20 play, but we can't do it. So what we're going to do is we're going to run this play. You were going to run to the end zone, and then we'll come back to the neighbor's driveway. So you got to go to and back for a first down on this.
Don't you want to know more about Deshaun Watson?
I do, but he's not telling us anything. What are we going to hear? Deshaun will talk. You'll hear that on Afternoon Drive.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested to hear what Deshaun has to say. Maybe a little bit more information than what Kevin gave us. Kevin basically gave us the generic everything on every injured player that the team has. They're all on their own timeline. They're all at their own pace. Does this mean that the scenario for how the quarterbacks will work, how is that going to play out? How is Jameis Winston going to play out here? Like, are they going to use, you know, we'll just see day to day how these things dictate, and we'll try to get him, you know, some run in the offense.
We'll see how Vrabes fits in.
Yeah, Coach Vrabes, he had a good line, knows his audience, talking about you can never have enough good Buckeyes around. He gets it.
Really good.
Yeah. He knows what he's doing there. He's played the game now.
If you're not a full-time assistant, what room do you hang out in?
Any room. You know what room he should be in?
The Vrabes room?
Nope. The way he described it, he's in the De Podesta room. You don't have to be in the building.
I'd say that's accurate.
He is in the... So going on in the De Podesta room, we've got all these people that are just their faces pop up on monitors.
Why does the whole room thing aggravate me so much?
I have no idea. This has been a big pet peeve of yours for years.
I don't get it.
Dr. Menigan, do you know why?
He's always had some kind of a tick when it comes to certain verbiage and nouns and that stuff being used in certain ways.
It's funny because that's kind of become something that the use of the language, and nobody's perfect with it, but it drives me nuts sometimes. Mm-hmm. It really does. Why don't we call it the position group?
Which
or
is
just
sad.
Our quarterbacks or our wide receivers. No, we're happy with the wide receiver room. Well, good. Do you have nice pictures? You have pictures of Gary Collins up there with Paul Warfield? Is it nicely decorated?
Do they have velvet ropes with a bouncer outside?
I don't know.
Like, let's just say a safety wants to walk into the wide receiving room.
You got to bribe somebody to get in?
Yeah. Like, I wonder what that's like. Do they have champagne service in some rooms?
We're really happy with our defensive backs. Oh, good. Well, what about the room? Nice carpet?
Yeah, we didn't get a whole lot. Can we be honest? Let's just cut.
This
right
was a Kevin Stefanski press conference. It was.
Menigan's happy.
You could have had this in week 9. We could have had this in July. We could have had this at the playoffs. This is a Kevin Stefanski press conference.
All right, can I say something?
Wait, can we please just play this game once?
Both of you.
Hang on 1 second. Can we play this game just once? And we play it with the listeners too, because I think they'll like it. We'll take Kevin Stefanski bites from throughout last season. And then you'll come back and you'll say,
"It's a lot of work.
Where were I? Just 5 bites. Find 5 bites. That's all I'm asking." And you have to ask us when he said this, in the beginning of the season, the middle of the season, or the end of the season. We'll do 6 bites.
I think
it'd be better if we did it as in-season, off-season. Is this an in-season quote? Is this an off-season quote?
All right. Well, I want to play that game at some point. Okay, what were we going to say, Jeff? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you with my very important question.
Oh, that's quite all right. I've completely lost thought of what I was going to say. It's this. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I know he didn't give a whole lot of information on anything. I like the guy. I like the way he handles himself. He treats people respectfully, not just media people, but he treats his players with respect. I like the guy. I hope he gets a contract extension, and then I hope he shows that he's a bargain.
The question of, now this I did get a little bit out of. Who will call the plays, Jeff?
Andy, we haven't figured that out yet, but we will.
Are we going to hear that same answer right up until game one? Who will call the plays?
Andy, we might hear that after game one. Well, we all have input. Why? Because we visit all the rooms.
Are you done?
I'm sorry. I'll stop one day.
Jeff, who do we want to call the plays?
I couldn't care less.
I do. I think
Kevin Stefanski has done a fine job of calling plays. I think he's creative. I wonder who's creating the plays. I wonder if it's Kevin, if it's the offensive coordinator. Was it Alex Van Pelt?
Is it AI?
I don't think it's an issue. That it's something Kevin has to give up. I think he does a good job. I really do.
Is it AI?
You can be sure that Paul DePodesta has a hand in the play calling,
mm-hmm.
and you can be sure if Paul has a hand in it, it's based on computer analysis.
Let me ask him.
Oh, 100% AI could be calling plays and designing plays. Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah.
This stuff is nuts. It's borderline creepy. We're getting closer to Skynet by the hour, and I don't like it.
Is that you really over there, or is that just an image of you? I guess it was an image.
I was going to try to do a Max Headroom. That you want to talk about old drop?
Yeah, that's an old one.
At what point then do we not need offensive coordinators?
216.
If we're going to use AI for this stuff, and I'm not saying that they are, I want Kevin to call the first 20 plays of the game. That's what I want.
Well, he's not calling those. He's reading those off a sheet.
Well, someone is figuring out what those first 20 plays are, whether it's Kevin, Paul.
Max Headroom,
AI.
Skynet.
Ken Dorsey.
Vrabes.
Ask Madden button.
Right, the Ask Madden button. God. Exactly who's calling the plays. I hope that we're really not at that point.
So here's the other one. Kevin Stefanski, of course, bringing up the idea of Deshaun Watson's rehab. He was asked about that. Of course, that's a pointed question involving this entire season and the success of the Browns this season. He had this. Okay. Let me frame it this way. After hearing that, encouraged, discouraged, right where you walked in?
Right where I walked in.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where we walked. I don't have anything there. He didn't give me anything. Like, I need him.
There was nothing there.
I think best case scenario in this situation, Kevin can come out and say, man, I don't want to jump the gun on this, but I do like where we're at. That would have been your best case scenario.
Well, but then all of a sudden.
Oh, it's faster to his return.
Well, all of a sudden, then it's optimistic. And if it doesn't go well, then there's a major problem. You know, let's be honest, Andy, that's what would have happened, right? If he had said, you know what, he's doing really well and we're really optimistic. And then if there was any kind of a setback, then it becomes a huge story. And Kevin just avoided a huge story because we have no idea where he actually is in his comeback.
None. I mean, he knows. People around him know where he's at. Doctors.
Yeah, but they're not going to tell anybody else. Not going to tell the fan base.
Somehow or another, some of that stuff gets leaked every once in a while. But you never know if it's true. Because if the Browns don't confirm it and Deshaun doesn't confirm it, then it's not true.
It's not true.
And it doesn't matter what they're saying.
Or it's written on the wall in a room.
So the second of this, it's the same exact question. Encouraged, discouraged, or right where you walked in when it came to Deshaun Watson. Here's his thoughts on Nick Chubb. I asked both of you the same exact question after this is done. Are you encouraged, discouraged, or right where you walked in?
Same place I was.
A little discouraged at the end. What he said at the end. When he's ready, he's ready.
Really?
Yeah. He's attacking it, which I would not be surprised, which is what we heard about it the first time he had a major injury the same way, right? Same thing. He attacked it. He went after it, just like he plays football.
Should it scare you that the Browns' top two offensive players are both recovering from surgeries and we don't really know much?
It'll scare me week two. It doesn't scare me.
Don't even have to come back for that. That's so accurate, it's ridiculous.
Ooh. I think we had a major breakthrough on Basket of Phelps today.
You're a whole new guy since you came back from Italy.
Proud of you. All right, so we're going to play this cut as well involving where any kind of setback or anything like that involving Deshaun Watson. We'll play this one as well. Same question. Keep it relatively short.
If by chance Deshaun Watson's not able to go, I'm very comfortable with Jameis Winston at quarterback.
I think we all will be. I think we're all at that same point. I'm okay with it too. I don't have any problems. And Tyler Huntler's played. I mean, it's not like the other quarterback on this roster is.
Tyler went to a Pro Bowl, Andy.
Yeah. So
well,
I mean,
they needed somebody in the uniform.
I just think they're in. I just don't feel overwhelmingly superior to the rest of the league at our quarterback position right now, but I do feel competent. And I do feel like we have guys that can win football games and that can take you to where you want to go. How's that sound? I think we have good people that know how to drive the ship.
Our backup quarterback led the NFL in passing yards not too long ago.
So there you have it. All right, we're going to go back. We're going to talk about the Cavaliers, take on the Orlando Magic. Danny Green, our Odyssey Sports NBA insider, former Cavalier, joins us next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He has quickly become one of our favorite guests. We loved him when he played for the Cavaliers, and now he is an Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. On the line, Odyssey NBA Insider Danny Green. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Danny is also the host of the Odyssey original podcast, Inside the Green Room, featuring weekly breakdowns of all the latest headlines around the league. Make sure you follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcast, which we now know you can get worldwide. Hi, Danny. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Hi, Danny.
We are good. We're ready to the playoffs. Although I got to tell you, man, the way the Cavaliers lost that game to Charlotte the other day, it didn't leave a real good taste in my mouth about what's going on and how they maneuvered their way.
You think that was by accident?
It's the guys deserve the time. They had to get out there in the fourth quarter, right? What'd you think?
Yeah. I mean, they deserved a chance to some of those guys to rest. Other guys deserve their time. I think it's strategic. You know, they don't need to match up with certain people that they don't want to match up. Playing the Orlando Magic was a smart play.
That said, the Magic might not have a whole lot of playoff experience, Danny, but they have a whole lot of length. And they have a whole lot of young talent. How do you like this matchup?
In favor of Cleveland, if I'm Cleveland, I like the matchup. I don't think it's going to be an easy one. I do like Mose as a coach. I like the coaching. I like the pieces they have, too. Jonathan Isaac's finally healthy and playing pretty good basketball. They have some young guys playing well. Franz Wagner, Paolo Banchero, like those Banchero, they have those guys playing well. Cole Anthony, Anthony Black. You know, the smaller guards, Markelle Fultz, they have a good young core and group, and they've been balling with a mix of some vets, Joe Ingles, Gary Harris, you know. It's going to be a fun one, but I think Cleveland has the edge. They have a little more experience. They have the home court advantage, if I'm not mistaken. And, yeah, it'll be a fun one, but I think ultimately it's going to come down to a lot of the chess moves with the coaching, so. We'll see what happens.
Danny, tell me this, and you know better than anybody, having won NBA championships, does the length of the Orlando Magic starters at the guard spots and small forward with Wagner as opposed to Strus, does that length advantage mean a lot, or does it not, or is it overrated?
No. It always means something. I won't say it means a lot, but it definitely means something. But you guys, I think, have the advantage with the length inside. With Jared and Evan, you know, so that makes up for it. You know, Franz, Paolo, the other guys that are on the perimeters, decent shooters, not great three-point shooting. They're more of a set of defensive team. Half-court set, most of those guys finish at the rim. When you have those two rim protectors, the length, you know, kind of balances out or kind of said it doesn't matter on the perimeter if you're not using it to, I mean, they might post up some. But I don't see them doing that as much. But, yes, it does matter, and it is interesting. So it's always interesting Cleveland's makeup that people talk about, like how they're too small in the perimeter and too big inside, which makes them slower. Like, you know, it's just that weird dynamic. But I think this matchup for them is a good one. They can play their normal game and make them, like Orlando, adjust to them. And, you know, they can kind of steer the course. Now, with other teams, it may be different.
All right, Danny, I'm going to let this go after I ask this last question. I just want to go back to the Charlotte game for one more second. If you're in San Antonio, right, and you guys are in that weird spot where you might be the 4 seed, you might be the 3 seed or the 2 seed, and you're in the middle of a game and you kind of see what's going on across the league, and then all of a sudden all the starters get pulled out after three quarters and all the guys that haven't really played that much during the season get out on the floor and you lose the game, and it was kind of like, oh, it worked out that it was better that we lost this game. Like, how would that have played in San Antonio? And then what did you think when that happened the other day?
I think in San Antonio, Pop would have told us beforehand, like, who was resting. And said at the end of the season, we would have guys because we would take care of business early on.
True.
But if we needed to win, and I don't think he – even at that point, once we're locked in, clinch the playoff seat, I don't think it matters, you know, to him. Because there were times where we were – 2 seed or tie for two in the last game, we always try to win our games regardless of who played or didn't play. But the seeding were the seeding, as his attitude was, you're going to have to play the best, you have to beat the best, you're going to be the best team or last team standing anyway, so it doesn't matter as long as you're healthy.
You just answered my question. You just answered what I wanted to hear. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, so it didn't matter for them, but it worked out. But said, I think our second group would have been playing extremely hard, and we'd probably still end up winning the game. We won a lot of games with our starters being out when we had those groups.
What do you think of a possible first-round playoff series? Let's just say New York, Philadelphia, Miami, Boston. Andy, that's primo stuff for a first-round
playoff series. That's a hell of a series for both sides.
Sure is.
If you get Philadelphia, Boston, and Miami, New York, those are still a hell of a series, you know, however you look at it. I think it would be shocking and surprising if you see Atlanta or Chicago sneak in there, and I don't think people would be as excited. But, yeah, those two teams in the play-in right now that might end up playing those other two seeds in the top two in the East is going to be a hell of a – is what the fans want.
Danny, what are your thoughts on the play-in tournament? As it's 2000 was the first time they did this. We're a couple years in. The play-in tournament starts tonight. I'm just curious your thoughts on that and where we are with that and how that looks.
I think with most players, it's a love-hate relationship.
I'm sorry. I just realized 2020. Sorry, that's where I made the mistake. I'm sorry, Danny. Go ahead.
Say that again.
No, we started doing that in 2020. I said 2000 by mistake, Jeff.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, sorry.
People know.
Yeah.
We started it just recently, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And the fans love it. But, you know, the players, I said, you heard Draymond talking about it. I think it's a love-hate relationship with most of the players in the game because some old school guys believe, you know, you shouldn't make the playoffs or be in the playoffs if you're a 10 seed or have opportunity to. But it makes the game that much more exciting. And like the NCAA tournament, and as a fan of the game and as a fan watching the game, you love to see it. You love to see these type of teams battle it out. You know, but I think also said the hate part is that the old school players, it gives a lot of teams a cushion that if you're in a 10 seed, you always have opportunity to turn it on and make a playoff run or get in the playoffs. But I said it's great for the game. It's great for basketball. People love it. I love it as a fan. As a player, I think, as most players, I think we are not the biggest fan of it. But, you know, you got to respect it, and you got to respect what it does for the game.
Danny, you're sitting here watching the West tonight. If you're the Lakers or the Pelicans and you win, you get Denver.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose, you got a chance to get Oklahoma City if you win the next game. What would you do?
Oh, man, interesting. I mean, everybody's talking about the Lakers should throw this game. You're taking a lot of risk on not winning the first game. Like I said, it don't matter who the hell the seedings are, the matchups are, you're going to have to beat the best regardless. So getting in is more important than the matchup in the first round. You know, there's only one winner. Either you're going to lose late, you're going to lose early. Obviously, people base the season on how far you've gone. But it doesn't matter. Like I said, most teams, we either win a championship or we're not. And if you lose to Denver in the first round, you lost to Denver. It doesn't matter if you get a first-round exit. You lost to the champion. So, to me, I think it's more important being healthy, getting in the playoffs, and getting a sure seeding in the playoffs and not messing around in that first game. Because if you mess around in that first game or take that first game off and try to, you might end up not being in the playoffs at all. So, it doesn't matter the matchup. Just win the game.
Danny, Jeff and I were talking earlier about playoff experience and what it means to know what it's like to play in the playoffs. I mean, what do you think the Cavaliers maybe learned last year from the Knicks, and how important is that playoff experience? Because why is the game so much different in the playoffs?
Yeah, even if you didn't win.
Yeah,
even it's got to help, right?
Yeah, huge. It helped a ton, especially with the guys, even guys that had considered vets on that team. You know, Jared Allen said the lights were bright. Him going through that, because New York, the Garden ain't no easy place to play in. He's been in the playoffs before, but not no place like that. So that gives him another type of perspective and experience, especially Evan, Isaac. Don's been in the playoffs and played well, but Darius is new to it. So, you know, having those guys get that experience, coaching staff get that experience, it's a ton of help for them coming into it this year and knowing what to prepare for. And also knew what they lacked, you know, and knew when they need to make adjustments quicker. They went and got out and got some shooting. Donovan and Darius can operate. They wanted to. The Knicks dared us to shoot and made us make threes, and we didn't do that. So we didn't make the adjustment. And I think this year, learning from that and going through that helps a ton, not only for the coaching staff, but the players and new guys and, you know, everybody else around the organization.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Insider calls, like this one with Danny Green, brought to us by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It's equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Danny, last thought. Donovan Mitchell, by all accounts, happy here. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're not looking for something else if you're an NBA player, and I think that's perfectly okay. But it does put the Cavs in an interesting spot this summer. How would you approach it?
If I'm the Cavs?
If you're the Cavs.
I mean, I'd do everything I can to keep him, which says, first, you got to win. He's not going to be happy. He may be happy, but he's not going to be happy if he doesn't have a chance to win. So, and that's providing whatever he asks for if you guys don't win. It's like, all right, what do we need to do? What do we need to revamp to get you to stay here or to get to this extension, you know, commit to this extension? It's like, do we need to change out the coaching staff? Do we need to change out front of the owner? Do we need to change our front office? What do we need to change out to make you stay? And if not, then it's, you better get everything you can for him. You know, as much as you can possible to, I guess, rebuild. I'm going to say rebuild, but you can still got some good foundation. You got Evan, you got Darius, you got Jarrett. But if you get some other pieces for him, it may not be picks or another player, then you can still be in contention. But the first order of business will be try to keep him as any way, shape, or form.
Danny, quickly, prediction, Cavs Magic.
I got Cleveland in six.
Very nice. That's why we always loved you as a Cavalier. Thank you, Danny.
Awesome, Danny.
For
thank
sure.
you.
I appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you. Oh, can't wait to have you back on. Thank you. Danny Green joining us. That was Odyssey NBA Insider Danny Green. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Man, he always gives us good stuff, doesn't he?
And Danny gets right to the heart of things.
Outstanding. He's Jeff. I'm Andy. Be a hero. Be a real hero. Be an organ donor. Lifebank.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.